Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Standing by, you know, for Cowboys news. And we'll pass it along. The story of the day, Schottenheimer getting an interview. Could they be heading towards a deal soon? Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings have an extension. So a lot of business getting done here across the league once again. We'll have a look at football's finest here coming up in about an hour. But right now it's time to look back on what was pure glorious entertainment there with football postseason for a 3 day straight. Well, Chuck, take it away.
Let's do it. Some glorious touchdowns were scored, and we like to relive it all in a segment we call TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
We start in the division around Saturday football, kicking off the proceedings. It's Joe Mixon and the Texans for their final TD moment of the season.
Handoff, Mixon running right, has the 10, has the 5, he dances into the end zone! Touchdown, Houston! Joe Mixon!
And an extra point away from tying this game, had to overcome adversity several times within this possession.
Of course, they never executed
Sorry, Andre. We didn't get that extra point.
Thank you, yeah. Texans Radio, with the call. Do you think they knew when they saw that TD that it was going to be the last TD they would see until the fall?
I don't think so.
That's just such a sad moment. You just hope that you didn't take that last TD for granted.
No. Joe Mixon.
You'll never forget it.
This year. No, you'll never forget it.
But you'll never get that same taste again.
You'll get it back.
All right, let's go to the winning team here. And this was Patrick Mahomes doing Patrick Mahomes things where I don't know if the refs really helped him do this one. This was just magic, like to Travis Kelce.
Mahomes stepping up again, tries to throw. Light caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce owning this game. An 11-yard touchdown. Playoff Pat to playoff Kelce. And the Chiefs lead 19-12.
Playoff Pat to playoff Kelce. Our guy Mitch Holthuis with the call there. Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. And it's true. These guys just raise their level of play. They can go ahead and say Travis Kelce, oh, he's overweight. He's going ahead and hanging out with Taylor. Focus ain't on what it needs to be. And then playoff time. Here's Travis Kelce just catching TDs.
From one great TD catcher to the next, it's another tight end. The young up-and-coming Mr. Samuel Laporta-John.
Goff turns, fakes to Montgomery, looks, in trouble, rolling right, he throws, is caught! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Oh! Sam Laporta just reached out with his left hand and made the grab. What a ridiculous catch by the tight end.
It was a ridiculous catch.
One of the highlights from the entire football weekend, but that was just the start of a TD bonanza, Wolchuk.
Oh, it sure was. In both these booths, probably our favorite all year long, the Lions Radio Network, the Commanders Radio Network. They were both in the height of pleasure during this game. You'll notice that in every one of these calls. And now we get a pick six. Quan Martin taking it to the house. TD off Jared Goff.
Pressure up the middle. Goff has time. Throws. Oh, that is picked off! 15-10-5, pick six, touchdown, Washington, Quan Martin.
Bram Weinstein the height of pleasure. Started, every one of those touchdowns had him feeling very, very nicey, except this next one, because of course it was Detroit. It was the speedster, Jameson Williams, 61 yards. He finishes it off with a two-pump chump in the end zone.
Bridgewater hands, they give it to Gibbs. He goes on the end around the other way.
Oh, go, baby.
J-Mo. J-Mo inside the 40. J-Mo to the 50. J-Mo down to the 30.
That's a high.
Go, baby. Right.
He's going.
He's
going
to the house. That's what we need. Jameson Williams, 10-5. End zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions, 61 yards.
We knew.
So many tiger fist pumps and finger guns in that moment. The Lions felt like they were back and they had retaken control. Except, of course, they didn't.
Man, they did not, because Washington just might be a team of destiny, and they finish it off, final TD of the divisional round, punching their ticket to the NFC Championship game. Take it away, Jeremy McNichols.
Hand off McNichols. Can't quite get there. Diving for the goal line. Extra effort. Leans. Did they give it to him? Yes! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! This is not house money! They're flirting with destiny!
Haven't seen this many touchdowns in the nation's capital since Bill Clinton was in office. Yeah. Historically accurate, by the way.
Yeah,
not just funny. Bill.
Yeah, absolutely nailed it. The rare McNichols destiny dagger there. You weren't expecting that when you were thinking maybe Jaden Daniels would pull it. But they got a stable of backs there in Washington. I do want to go back to the Jared Goff pick six, though, because he just went full Will Levis on it. I mean, he got absolutely blasted at the end of that play. Gosh. It's like just insult to injury. He came back and tried to figure it out. But that was, I mean, he went full Will Levis on the play. And
he
you never do that
for four quarters. He might have like been channeling his Will Levis the way he played.
Bad time of year to do that. All right, we head to the link where it's snowing, but Matt Stafford is making it rain.
This is the 13th play of the Rams' first possession. Angle from the four. Stafford wings one. Goal line. Caught. Touchdown. Tyler Higbee with a spike.
A lot of tight ends finding TDs this weekend.
Yeah, tight ends, TDs, they go hand in hand these days. All right, let's go to Saquon Barkley and the Eagles Radio Network, where all you really need is a swollen tongue, and you too can be the play-by-play voice of the Eagles as Saquon Barkley goes 78 yards for an touchdown.
On first down, he goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way. Uh-oh. Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Saquon Barkley, 78 yards.
Merrill was channeling his papa there. Touchdown, San Francisco!
I believe Barkley has the highest ever rushing yards over under for a playoff game in NFL history or something like that. Because this week, and what do you think it would be at? He just had 205 yards.
I mean, a ridiculous number would be like a buck 35.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. This is a buck 30 and a half.
Wow.
And it's the highest over-under for a rushing total, I believe, in NFL playoff history. So congratulations to him. We'll see if he can hit it. All right, let's get to Buffalo. Bills Mafia is going berserk, and so is Josh Allen with the legs.
There's the snap. Handoff goes. No, it's an Allen keeper, and he's going to run it in. A four-yard touchdown run on the read option keeper by Allen. 17 is a scoring machine.
17, wow. The scoring machine.
Putting the rhyme in there, yeah. I mean, when you have a quarterback that's like a 300-pounder below the waist, why wouldn't you just hammer him in?
Hammer it. Hammer it.
Bills Radio Network with the call.
Thanks, Bills. All right, let's go to Buffalo. This was the touchdown to possibly tie the game. Now, they're going to have to go for two, but Lamar doing MVP-like things, finding Isaiah Likely.
Takes the snap. Bills rush three. Lamar drifting to his left, patiently waiting. Now he's flushed from the pocket to the right, resets his feet, fires to the goal line. Touchdown! Isaiah Likely with a sliding catch. And now it comes down to a two-point conversion.
It's another tight end finding the TD. And unfortunately, they go to the other tight end, Mark Andrews. Now, this, of course, didn't count, but we felt the need to play the sound. Mm. Ravens Radio Network, Mark Andrews with the biggest drop of all time.
For the tie, the two-point conversion. Lamar takes a snap, rolls to the right, throws, complete. No!
He dropped it!
Mark Andrews hit him in the hands! And Mark Andrews dropped it as he fell into the end zone.
One of the more sure-handed players the Ravens, in Ravens history, dropped it, hitting him right in the hands.
My mother-in-law is the biggest Lamar Jackson fan. She's in the other room about 8 seconds ahead of me on her stream. So I'm listening to her joy and then the pain and trying to guess what was about to happen on my television.
Oh,
you ever do that?
Yes.
That's sickening. Oh, that hurts.
That hurts. And I might have been a little hyperbolic there saying the biggest drop of all time. But for those guys in that Baltimore radio booth, it absolutely was.
Yeah, it was.
Just absolutely dejected.
That was heartbreaking. The all-time touchdown leader in Ravens history when it comes to receiving touchdowns. And he dropped the two-pointer. All right, let's go to the Natty. Let's get some college TDs, shall we? Well, Riley Leonard.
Big Natty TDs
for
the final time until next year.
The Irish perked up, didn't he?
Hunter takes it. He'll keep it. He's in. Touchdown, Notre Dame. It's the opening drive of a lifetime. The Irish lead 6-0. And they start the game with an all-time tone setter. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unfortunately, the Irish radio network.
They look to the the gas in the vehicle, and they were basically on E after that.
Yeah.
They couldn't overcome it.
Might have needed a new transmission.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
They needed something for their defense as well, because you blink your eyes, all of a sudden it's 21-7 Buckeyes. Let's make it 28-7, why don't we?
Howard under center. Hands to Judkins. Straight ahead goes Judkins and into the end zone for another touchdown. Quinshon Judkins, a one-yard jaunt to the end zone. His second rushing touchdown, his third of the night.
I do like the jaunt. The jaunt to the end zone. That's good verbiage there. I don't think we use the jaunt word enough.
You're right. We've done TD Tuesday for years now. I don't think we've had a single jaunting TD until now.
We made
history in the Natty last night.
That's like a walk the dog situation.
Yeah.
Jaunt the dog.
And then we find pay dirt with Jaden Greathouse. And boy, it was third and Greathouse last night, wasn't it? Riley Leonard giving the Irish just a little bit of hope.
Leonard quickly gets the snap, going to take a shot. Downfield, Greathouse, jump ball, and he caught it!
Yes!
Touchdown, Notre Dame! What a throw and what a catch! Greathouse is in for the touchdown! 30 yards, and the Irish are within a two-point conversion of making it a one-score game!
Oh, the Irish Radio Network with the call. Unfortunately, they did not complete the comeback, but what a glorious set of national championship TDs that we got to enjoy and consume. The majority were Buckeye TDs. And
that's
I do
true.
Love me
that's
a good
true.
Buckeye TD.
Yes, but it is unfortunate. The final Natty TD. At that moment, they didn't know that was going to be the final one.
No, you got to like the shape of them right now.
I would love to run this thing back tonight. Like I think Notre Dame was close enough. If they could clean up those penalties and maybe adjust their offensive game plan, they could do this thing
and just
calm down,
crank up the stamina on their quarterback a little bit more.
Yeah,
on the game.
Yeah, that was unsettling. I think he realized he was in the game against some real NFL talent. You know, they were everywhere. That would get me worked
really
up.
Were.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was kind of like when I told you about that shark expedition when I went on. We went on the Pacific Ocean. They throw the cage in. You jump in the cage. You see the 14-foot tiger shark swimming around you.
Oof.
I couldn't hold my breath underwater for more than 4 or 5 seconds because my adrenaline was firing so hard. It was eating up all the oxygen.
Yeah, yeah. That's literally, we saw that take place inside of Riley Leonard's body last night.
Yes, yeah. It was like being in Shark Tank. Well, thank you, boys.
Thank you.
TD Tuesday, an audio celebration of just an absolutely glorious 72 hours of football. Mm. Okay, when we come back, it's time for Wolchuk's Top 10 420. Buddy, where are you taking it?
Well, okay, over the weekend, we celebrated National Popcorn Day. That means we've got the top 10 best movie theater snacks. What's your favorite? That's next in the nation.